Hey everybody, I'm Julia.
I'm Miranda.
And we're here to do one thing.
Put the pee in raspberry. And just like the pee in raspberry,
everything we're about to say is completely pointless.
Every week, Julia and I will give our unwanted opinions on all things pop culture.
Because what the world needs now, more than ever, is another flamboyantly beguiling duo with a podcast that contributes absolutely nothing to society. Enjoy!
And you know what?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another scrumptious episode of The Pea in a Raspberry. I'm here today joined by my wonderful co-host,
Miranda.
And we're here to snort like pigs, as per usual.
Yep.
Before we begin this episode, I would like to say thank you guys for over 1,000 downloads in only 10 episodes. Not a big deal, but I do think Miranda and I are on our way to world domination.
I fully agree. 1,000 is a great start.
It really is. That's like the population of the United States of America.
Yep.
So on today's episode, we're going to be discussing unpopular opinions.
Ooh.
Audience raises eyebrows. Yeah, right. Thank you. Unpopular opinions help keep the world move round. Wait. That didn't make sense.
Make the world sweet. What is the saying?
They help make the world.
Help the world go round.
Yeah, that sounds better. They do. Because here's the thing, you guys. Just agreeing with everything all the time is not interesantissimo. It's so boring.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, one thing I will say about me is I'm an ENFP, which is known as the campaigner. It's actually funny because sometimes people say I like disagree too much, if that makes sense.
Hmm.
And sometimes people are like, why? Like, why are you like so difficult? I'm like, well, would you rather I sit here and just like nod along to everything you say? That's so boring.
That's interesting.
I don't know. It's always white people who say that.
I don't see you that way.
Thank you. Thanks. I think I'm just more passionate. If I agree, I agree.
Yeah.
But if I disagree, you better get out of my way.
It's that Sagittarius Mars coming out.
It so is. Guys, fun fact, my Mars is in Sag and Miranda's is in Cancer, which explains so well our dynamic.
Makes a lot of sense.
And the way that we fight makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
So I actually, the way that this episode is going to work, both Miranda and I asked our Instagram followers follow us, by the way, if you'd like to be a part of this in the future. But we both asked our accounts to just submit unpopular opinions. Popular culture based, by the way, guys. This episode is not like, does pineapple belong on pizza? Who gives a? This is about popular culture, the most important thing in the universe. I was going to say the United States.
In the universe.
So we're going to read off some people's submissions and obviously give our thoughts on them. But before we do that, Miranda and I are both going to share one super random, unrelated popular opinions that we each have and then briefly discuss that. And then the episode's going to end. You're all going to be miserable because you have to wait a whole nother week for another one. But in the meantime, you're going to email us. You're going to follow us. You're going to support us. Share links to this podcast, et cetera, et cetera. And I thank you in advance.
Yes. So what is your personal unpopular opinion, Julia?
So the reason Miranda and I actually thought to even make this episode to begin with was because I've had a very unpopular opinion for like a year or so now, or actually a little more than a year. I think it came out in 2019, that I would for some reason always talk to Miranda about. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, let's make an episode on unpopular opinions. But I, if you are on Twitter, especially Stan Twitter, you know that Knives Out is a big deal. The film starring Ana de Armas, Chris Evans, what's that older woman?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Thank you, Jamie Lee Curtis. All these people. Great people. Hannah Baker.
The guy that plays James Bond.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a very well-liked movie, especially by people actually like Miranda and I's age and everything. But I keep seeing things about the ending. The ending shot, for those of you who don't remember, is like Ana de Armas' character sipping coffee out of the mug that the previous owner owned. And she's just on the balcony of the mansion because she like now owns it or whatever. And Yeah.
It's supposed to be a very, like, screw you guys shot.
Yeah, like, got him.
I have this mansion and the money now. Yeah.
Right. And I always see screen grabs of that ending being like, talk about cinematic history. Talk about the best ending in the world. Oh my, how will there be talk? And I'm sorry, that ending made me feel nothing. And I genuinely feel bad for saying that. And I've been very secretive about my feelings towards this because I don't want to be that girl. I'm not trying to be going against this star-studded cast, this fun film, right? Because it's fun, right? Mm-hmm. But I can't get it. I'm sorry, but when I was watching the movie, I legitimately predicted that would be the ending like halfway through. Or not predict it, but I was like, oh, if I was making this movie, I'd probably have like her smirking after owning the mansion, looking up at the family as the ending. And I'm a 19-year-old idiot. So the fact that that's actually what happened, I was like, wait, what? And the whole movie in general to me, just there was no surprises. It was a fun movie, like definitely. Like I would watch it again 100%. But I was really surprised that people were so like, oh my God, this movie is genius. Because I predicted every second of it, including that little smirk with the coffee mug.
Yeah, I actually like that movie a lot because it's the type of, like, I love any sort of murder mystery sort of movie. And I feel like it sort of played off of older movies like Clue and things like that that I enjoyed. Oh, but yeah. I do agree that, I don't know, I feel like everybody's acting like it's a revolutionary, like, amazing, so unique film.
Right?
And I don't really think that it is so much.
No, I think that's why I'm a little bit confused because I agree with you. Like, it was so enjoyable. I think that it was the exact type of movie that isn't really made a lot anymore. So it was like really fun to see, but I didn't get anything from it that I think these people did. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm very much scared to admit this. When this episode goes live, I'm really going to be on the lookout because there are some big fans here. And I'm not really one to go against the grain too much. I don't want to stray too far from land, but here we are. I'm in the middle of the ocean. What are you going to do?
We got to take these risks.
Yeah.
If we want to reach world stardom, we got to speak our minds.
We're shaking things up. You're right.
Well, my unpopular opinion, I am also a little bit scared to admit.
Oh my God.
Mine is that it's like sort of a big general one, and it's that I don't really care about Disney that much. Like, in many ways, like, older, like, the Disney princess movies, I honestly didn't really watch them growing up. I don't really care. I don't have an emotional attachment. I don't think they're amazing. And also, like, Disney World, I have very little interest of ever going there. I've never been there. I do want to go just to, like, experience it, but I don't know. I feel like I know so many people who love it, and I just don't really care.
Actually, Miranda, I will say that was very brave of you. That was very ballsy.
Thank you.
But I agree, honestly. The Disney princess movies are actually a huge thing for me as well, where I'm always like, why do people care about the Disney princesses? Like, I never really understood that.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
As a kid, I actually watched The Little Mermaid for the first time like last year or maybe 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was very confused. I was like, this is actually such a bad movie. The message was terrible. The message was so, she like sold herself for a man that she didn't even know. It was completely ridiculous. I don't know. I mean, yeah. It's funny because like if I'm babysitting kids, for example, I'm totally fine with them putting on like Trolls World Tour, Minions, all those things. But like, if they want to watch, I don't know, like the original Snow White or something, I genuinely find that so boring. Mm-hmm. Disney World, I went to as a kid, like I think multiple times. But I think it's, I don't know, Universal is so much more fun, first of all.
Yeah, I do really want to go to Universal.
Universal's fun, especially like the older you get, it just makes more sense to go to Universal. Disney, I don't know, it's one of those things where it's almost like, oh, you're supposed to care about this because it's such a successful mm-hmm. company. Obviously Disney could like buy out the entire universe if they wanted. They could probably end world hunger, but they're not going to do that anytime soon. So, but when you actually look into it, there's no, not that there's no substance there, but it's not that titillating. I don't know. Doesn't really do it for me. I agree with you. It's not super interesting. Yeah. I was more of a Bratz girl. When people watch princesses and stuff, I was more a Bratz girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really glad that you and I agree on these things.
Mm-hmm. tell it's important.
Okay, should we start?
So now.
Should we start reading submissions from our fans?
Yes. Would you like to go first or would you like me to go first? Pick your poison.
You can go first.
Okay, Miranda and I are kind of going to do like, I don't want to say a rapid fire thing, but I'm going to say a rapid fire thing. We're going to read them because I do want to get multiple ones in there. Uh-huh. So we're going to kind of boom, 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 boom. And if that's a problem, guys, I think you can like slow down the podcast a little bit. I don't know. Let us know. Okay. I'm going to go first. So these are all different categories, by the way. The only thing I specified was popular culture related. So it's like fashion, it's social media, it's celebrities, everything in between. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to go completely cuckoo bananas today. Oh my God, try to keep up. First up that I'm going to share. Oh, this is actually a very popular, unpopular opinion, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested to hear your thoughts on it, Miranda, and stuff. The Office isn't really that funny. And actually a lot, I'm going to add one on to that. Somebody else said, oh, there's actually multiple. So somebody said The Office isn't really that funny. Somebody else said Steve Carell isn't that funny. And somebody else said Parks and Rec is better than The Office.
Okay. I would like to add one because I have one that's super related to that. So we can talk all about it all at once.
Please.
One person said, screw the show Friends. I'm sick of people making that and The Office their personality. So sort of this subject around like popular sitcoms. Mm-hmm. I will say I do like The Office, but in high school I was the person who watched Parks and Rec, liked it more, didn't really care for The Office, didn't really find it that funny at the time, and was super like Parks and Rec is way better. But now I like both of them. But I do think still Parks and Rec is better.
Do you have any comments on the Steve Carell opinion?
I don't know. I do. He's in some movies that I really like Date Night with Tina Fey and Crazy Stupid Love. I love those movies. I think he's funny. No, I think he's funny.
I think he's funny as well. I'm actually surprised somebody said that. And I feel like maybe people say that in relation to – or not in relation, but because they don't find The Office funny. I'm sure that's a big reason as to why you'd form that opinion. First of all, Steve Carell does a million things other than The Office. He's been an icon for a very, very long time. That's not at all his legacy. And people, like, actually in the industry don't actually just think of him as, like, Michael Scott. Mm-hmm. Even though, of course, that's a great thing to think of him as. That's a very big role for him.
Yeah.
I will say, and sometimes I'm, like, almost embarrassed to admit this, but I think that The Office and Parks and Rec are two of the funniest freaking shows ever. And I'm not going to hide it, okay? Mm-hmm. They are so hilarious. I actually don't care. And I feel like sometimes people will say to me sometimes, like, they almost expect me to, like, agree with them and be like, they'll be like, oh my God, aren't you just so tired as people who, like, love The Office? And I totally understand that. Like, I totally understand how if you don't find it laugh out loud funny, you would be like, oh my God, like, give it up. Because I feel like that's kind of me with Friends. Like, there was moments where I was like, yeah, I understand why you would watch this. I understand why you'd find it funny. But I was like, oh my God, stop making it your personalities. Like, that was the thing, is that people were overdoing it. Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry, The Office and Parks and Rec. Yes, I've thrown Galentine's Day's parties. Yes, I've made my friends waffles purely because Leslie Knope loved them. Yes, I'm the same personality type as Michael Scott. So what are we going to do about it? Yes, I read both Mindy Kaling and Ellie Kemper's autobiographies. And Amy Poehler's, actually. That's like my favorite book ever, Amy Poehler's autobiography. So, you know, I'm not even going to lie here. They're great.
Yeah, I would like to explain myself a little because I said that I think Parks and Rec is better. The reason I think Parks and Rec is better just by a little is because to me, I'm more invested in the relationships in Parks and Rec, and Ben and Leslie are like one of my favorite ships ever. But no, I think they're both absolutely hilarious. I honestly, if a show can make me laugh out loud regularly, I am impressed. Friends, I did used to watch it. Friends is more a nostalgic thing for me. It used to be on Nick at Night, you know, used to watch it with my brothers. But it never made me laugh, like, really. I don't think ever.
Same, right, right. I agree because that was the thing. That was the thing with Friends for me. I understand how, okay, yes, this makes sense. Mm-hmm. Or this is funny, but you're not laughing. I actually never forget. The reason why I watched The Office was because my sister thinks, like, every show I watch is so stupid. And I'll never forget one day, she was in her bedroom because she had, like, just gotten, like, a TV in there or whatever. So this was years ago. And she was sobbing, crying, laughing to the point where I thought something was wrong. Like, I was like, what is – she was screaming. My sister does not do this, like, ever, like, ever. Mm-hmm. Like, she was screaming in her room. And I go in to find that she's watching the Diversity Day episode of The Office because she had just started. I'm pretty sure that's literally, like, episode 3 or something.
Yeah.
And she was sobbing. And I was like, if a show can make my sister genuinely laugh out loud, like, this must be magic. Me and my siblings have matching. That's what she said. Mugs, get used to it. So we're debunking that unpopular opinion.
Okay, let's move on. My next one is sort of interesting. I'm interested to see what you say, Julia. Someone said Ariana Grande needs a new stylist ASAP. What do you think of this?
Well, on one hand, I know that Law sometimes styles her.
Yeah, I know.
And I think when Law styles her, she looks amazing. But Law does more like her red carpet fits, which I don't really think this person's talking about.
Yeah. Let me just say, for anybody who doesn't know, Law Roach is Zendaya's stylist. They've been working together for like her entire career. And he's very talented. He styles so many people at this point. As Julia said, he has styled Ariana several times. Yeah, more so red carpet looks, although I think he has done some music video and maybe even some tour looks. But the thing about this, I really just want to know more from this person, because are they talking about like her street style, like the fact that she wears thigh highs and an oversized sweatshirt to everything always, or are they actually talking about her red carpet and tour looks? I need a little bit more info.
Honestly, if I'm just being unbiased and if I'm just going off of this one short sentence this anonymous person has submitted, I'm honestly going to say I kind of agree. Not that she has bad street style by any means, and I do think she's made such a brand for herself, which is such a pro in the industry. Like, you can dress up as her regardless of what you actually look like, and people will understand that you're her, which is very rare. Mm-hmm. But I think at this point that's already been established, so her street style could be super elevated. I will say that because she's such like this pop girl, she's such this moment, she could be like Dua Lipa is always posting her in like the latest like Versace fits and whatnot. And I do think that'd be such a moment if Ariana was just constantly like posing around her house in these like really cool Mugler fits or whatever. What is she? Givenchy, I think she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be a moment.
That's true.
So to just keep it short and sweet, I'm going to say I understand where they're coming from. And yeah, I think she could be a real fashion moment.
Yeah, I was going to say Ariana really has a brand. And I agree. That's like an impressive thing to do. And you know, I agree. I get it. But also, like, she's staying comfortable. I don't really care. I feel like she's sort of like, I'm so famous, it doesn't really matter how I dress when I'm just at home or walking around or whatever. And, you know, I get why you say she needs a new stylist, but it's sort of fine for me.
No, I agree. I agree. I don't really care. It's just, like, if you want to say she needs a new stylist, like, yeah. Like, I'm not going to, like, fight that.
Yeah.
Is, I guess, what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody else said something that really interests me, because I guess we're on the topic of Ariana. Someone said not every famous singer can sing. Agree.
Yeah, I agree. Just move on.
Okay, do you want to?
That's all.
We're like, end of sentence.
No, I really think that's I really think that's all that needs to be said. We don't need to call anyone out. You know, you can probably think of a few people right now.
Oh, can I just say one quick thing?
Yeah.
I'm not going to call anyone out, but I just want to say one quick thing. Auto-tune was never intended to, like, make your voice sound better. T-Pain is actually the one who, like, invented auto-tune, mm-hmm. and it was to make his voice sound, like, cool and robotic.
Yeah, it was a style choice.
Like, when you listen to T-Pain, you very much – yeah, it's a style choice. You know that it's not whatever. And he's actually a very talented singer. Mm-hmm. Like, he is good. So that's why it's so annoying. People are like, well, everyone uses auto-tune, but hello.
Remember – he sang for Tom in the Tom and Jerry movie. He's Tom's singing voice.
Yeah, how have we not touched on this?
And he sounds great.
He sounds so good. That was, oh my God, we were having a moment then.
Guys, everyone go watch the Tom and Jerry movie if you haven't already. I think it might leave.
Tom and Jerry 2021, so good.
It might leave HBO Max like the day this episode comes out.
Oh my God, it's probably like...
Go, run quickly.
Not going to be available.
Okay. My next one is sort of interesting. I'm not really sure where I stand on it, but someone said, I don't think there's a need to watch films that came out before the 90s.
Wait, that's so random.
I know. I disagree.
I mean, well, hold on, because is there ever a need to watch any film in the world? I mean, they use the word need.
Yeah, that's where I got sort of stuck. Is there a need to watch many
films? We're not in need to watch a film even if it came out yesterday. I guess it's more a pleasure thing.
I don't know. I definitely think, I mean, one of my favorite movies is Rear Window, which is a Hitchcock film. Which
oh
is
my God. You would.
The 60s. Don't judge me. Okay, maybe this is an unpopular opinion too.
No, I just had to watch it for a class and I was like, what is going on? No, it's a good movie.
No, it's a good, I mean, it's very 60s. Like, you can obviously tell it's an old movie. But I like it. It's like what I said earlier about Knives Out. It's like a murder mystery thing. So that's something that I love. But I don't think you need to watch it. I don't know. Do you think, well, Julia, you're in all these film classes and I'm sure you've been assigned several films from before the 90s. Do you feel like it's necessary for your education?
Well, here's my thing. When I was maybe 16 and younger, or no, like 15 and younger, I probably would have agreed with this right away because I used to hate anything that you could tell was old. Even sometimes some like 90s things, I was like, I don't know. Like, I just didn't like the look of it and it made me feel like this is like the History Channel, even if like it simply was not. But you have to find the right films. Mm-hmm. Because I used to like hate old stuff and be like, ew, why does anybody watch this? And then I realized you just have to find the right films. And then it will never feel old to you, if that makes sense. I will say, though, it's not a good place to start in like a class of watching these films. Because in my class, the old films you had to watch was like Rear Window, which I would never call that one of my favorite movies, but to each their own.
Okay.
And just random other – no, I'm not. Like, I totally understand why it is yours. But we would just watch, like, super old films that were just, like – we were, like, why are we watching this of all things? Like, to discuss character. Like, is there not any other movie in the world we could watch? So you just have to find what you like. I'm trying to think of old – I mean, The Breakfast Club is one of my favorite movies of all time. Like, oh, okay, and that's obviously a classic. Because they said before the 90s, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else?
No, I definitely think that there's a lot of good movies from before the 90s. But again, I, you know, you're saying I don't think there's a need. I don't know if there's a need either. I'm not an expert.
But so what's the point? Is the question like a need in order to understand film? Like what's the question? Like,
yeah, I have no idea.
Because you can, I don't think there's a need to watch any movie in the entire universe.
Yeah, exactly.
How is there a need to be entertained?
I mean, I will say if I were to say there's a need to watch any movie, it would be something that was about like an important issue or a good representation that I'm like, okay, yeah, I could say everybody needs to watch this. Like, I could say everybody needs to watch Moonlight. And I agree that I don't think there's many films from before the 90s that are needed to watch, like that art is needed to watch, you know? But yeah, I would like to know more from this person.
My only films on my list that I've watched in the past like year that are before the 90s are Jaws, Meshes of the Afternoon, Citizen Kane, Casablanca, Suspense, Bonnie and Clyde, and Rear Window. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those are classics.
Dazed and Confused, was that the 90s? I don't know what that is. Yeah, a lot of those are classics. Oh, Paris is Burning. Paris is Burning, that is officially going to be like my answer of like need.
Okay.
You need to watch that, Babs. Okay, that person seems high. Moving on. Oh, is it my turn?
Yes.
It's my turn. Okay. I'm going to submit. Oh, this one. Okay. Somebody said popular luxury brand clothing things, and then in parentheses, Golden Goose, Louis Vuitton, etc., are overrated and overhyped. Now, this one I'm going to say I 1000% understand, but I'm doing a big old juicy round butt on the end of that sentence because it's overrated when, for example, some influencer walks out in a Louis Vuitton jumpsuit that has the logo everywhere and it's like neon and it's obnoxious and every single bracelet on their wrist and their glasses and everything are Louis Vuitton. But it's not overrated when you get to their actual pieces. Like if you just see a gorgeous black dress, like think about it, like Louis Vuitton, because this is just one of the examples obviously the person gave. can produce really amazing things that you wouldn't know is Louis Vuitton, obviously, if you're not into fashion, because it's not, it doesn't have the logo or everything. It's just like a, let's say it's like a gown of, that a celebrity is wearing on a red carpet. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's overrated at all. I actually have such an appreciation for fashion. And I'm actually, I take Italian. So in every chapter, we have to learn about like famous Italians and stuff. And obviously, like half of the famous Italians we learn about are designers. Mm-hmm. And like the other day, we were learning about like Giorgio Armani, Versace, all these people. And I don't think it's actually overrated. I think they create really special things. But when it comes down to actually having the logo and stuff on things, completely disgusting. You know what I hate? Because this person mentioned Golden Goose. Oh my Grey Goblins, because Golden Goose sneakers make me furious. When girls wear Golden Goose sneakers, it looks like they're 5 years old. It genuinely, there's nothing fashionable about them. That's stupid. It's like a metallic star on the side. Mm-hmm. It looks like you're six.
Yeah.
It looks so stupid.
I get what you're saying.
If Golden Goose was not like a popular brand, like a luxury brand, nobody would walk into a store and be like, I need those shoes. They look so dumb. And every time I have this one friend who like owns them and I'm like, oh, you look stupid. Looks stupid. Because what is that?
The thing about talking about Golden Goose sneakers is that those shoes look like they're cheap. Like,
that's the style, yeah.
Into a Goodwill and find some sort of basically knockoff version of it. And I think that is stupid. I agree with you. Why are you a designer label making these things that look cheap and could be any other brand? Listen, I want to preface this by saying I do not know fashion. Julia, you probably know a little bit more about fashion than I do. And I mean, I think I have good taste in fashion, but like I'm not claiming to know a lot about these different fashion brands and stuff. But I totally get where the person's coming from, because I just feel like big expensive labels like that get so much hype for people just wearing anything from them rather than actually wearing good pieces from them. So if they create a really unique line and you see it on the runway and it's very cool, I will appreciate that. But then, like you said, having these random influencers just wearing whatever random piece, they don't style it well, they just want to look rich, I think that is overrated and it's annoying.
Agree to agree. Yeah, Golden Goose made me so mad. And if you're wearing them, I'm automatically going to assume you don't have good fashion taste. And I'm not retracting that statement. So you can shove it up your sneakers.
No, it just makes no sense. I wonder how much those sneakers cost. Why would you spend that much money to look like you're wearing white sneakers from Target? I don't get it.
No, but you're so right. They look so cheap. Like, I understand if they,
it's
like...
It's literally just... It's just a consumerism, I want to look rich thing.
No, Miranda.
What?
Miranda... $530, and I want you to look. Oh my god, I didn't even know, dude. I didn't know they were that expensive. $530, and look.
Oh my god, they're dirty.
No,
bro.
No, guys, the pair of shoes I'm looking at right now has black stains.
I hate
all
that.
Over it.
All this,
and they're $530. All right, this is how you know that the rich are actually genuinely stupid, because you would pay $530 to look like you got stuck at a frat party and someone spilled stuff all over you.
Yes, that is what's overrated.
Oh my god. Oh, no way. No way. The cheapest I'm finding is like $495. Okay, that actually makes me really mad now. If you own Golden Gooses, like, I don't know if it's best for you to listen to this podcast, to be honest, just because I don't really know if you can relate to us so well, because clearly you have money to throw away.
Yeah. Okay, we need to move on. This one's a good one. Social media makes it too easy for untalented / bad people to be famous. I agree. That's all. End my sentence there.
I agree 100%, but at the same time, I feel really hypocritical when I say this, because I went viral before. And I gained like 4,000 followers from it. And now we're actively making a podcast in which our only way of promotion is via social media.
Okay, but we're not untalented or bad people.
Oh, we're so talented and we're angels.
Exactly.
So yeah.
No, I totally, I mean, I do think there's a lot of pluses to social media, like, you know, you going viral and us being able to start a podcast and advertise it through our social medias. But no, I get it, because a lot of, I mean, I what comes to mind is TikTok people.
Oh, yeah.
Like that stupid video of Addison Rae on
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon's show. And she's just standing there.
That was so terrifying.
I hope everyone knows what we're talking
that
about.
That was so awkward. And it was so funny because I saw this. I wonder if there's a way we can put links. Maybe we should try to put links in like our notes or something for the episode. I don't know. But I saw a quote tweet of that being like, yo, these TikTok dances are like, so stupid in real life. Because like that's the entire point though. I feel like TikTok dances are only like somewhat satisfying to watch. People put like little edits on it. And like, I don't know. That was so embarrassing. She's, for those of you who don't know, Addison Rae went on Jimmy Fallon and was literally just standing there while Jimmy held signs, just said the song name.
It was so awkward.
And she was just doing TikTok. Ew, and it was so, she was like wearing like such a crop top and stuff and like doing body rolls in front of Jimmy Fallon. And I'm like, what is happening?
It is really weird.
It's the apocalypse.
And then she also has a single that she performed on there. Like,
oh my God.
Why does she get this platform? And I saw that quote tweet that you were talking about, but I also saw one that said, like, Black creators really get paid dust.
Yes. I screenshotted that. Yeah.
Yeah. And also because I'm sure a lot of those TikTok dances are created by Black creators.
Dude, I'm pretty sure, like, all of them were.
Yeah.
Like, literally all the ones
and
she
they're,
did.
As they said, getting paid dust. And it's just, ugh. That's why I agree with this unpopular opinion. And I don't even think that it's that unpopular. I feel like a lot of people probably agree.
No, but that's the problem with it is, like, I wouldn't mind if, let's say, a Black creator made a dance and was like, Addison, I would love you to duet this with me. And Addison duetted it with them. And Jimmy Fallon was like, oh, my God, guys, come on my show and do it together. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, like whatever. But it's the fact that they're, like, young, talented Black individuals choreographing. And not only choreographing, but doing it so well that the entire, like, kids all around the world are doing this dance and they get paid nothing. And then because, like, some white girls are conventionally pretty, they literally become, like, millionaires. Mm-hmm. It's bizarre.
Well, it's actually so strange because I was going to edit this unpopular opinion just now to be, like, you know what? I actually don't think it's social media. I think it's just like racism and classism and stuff like that. But at the same time, I totally think racism is like built into social media algorithms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that's probably been proven.
You know that thing on Twitter?
What thing?
The photo crop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Stuff like that.
For anyone who's confused, they put, so on Twitter, you can upload like really, really long images. Like, I literally don't think there's a limit at all. So people upload really, like, vertically long images, and the middle is all, you know, just white space. And then they do, like, a Black person on top and then a white person on bottom and then just white blankness in the middle. And then they switch it so it's the opposite of whatever I just said. And then they upload them. And then – because Twitter always chooses to crop your image in certain ways. But because it's all this white space in the middle, Twitter kind of notices that and tries to focus on the person in the image to crop it when – the tweet is minimized, and every single time Twitter chooses the white person to focus on. So you can't even argue it's the placement of where they are, because no matter like where you place like the Black, it'll be like a photo of a stock photo of a Black person. No matter like where you place that, Twitter like will not focus on them. Like people have done it with like Obama and then like Trump, and it'll like always focus on Trump.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So it's not even just like in your head. It's like straight up. It's in the algorithm to focus on certain individuals. And it's quite interesting. Get it?
Okay. What's your next one?
Okay. So, wait a minute. Well, someone else also said TikTok kills brain cells. Twitter is the best social media. I think that's not even a discussion that you and I agree.
Yeah.
Somebody said, well, we were kind of touching on this a little bit. Well, okay. I think, okay, I'll say this one first because I think we both just agree 100%. It said if Nicki, BTS, Rina, or SZA were white boys, Lord knows they would have won Grammys by now. Like, agree, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody said, I don't like that the music industry is now just about selling identity rather than the music. No, I have, like, two different views on this. My first initial thing is, like, yes, agree. Like, we're so focused on selling image, we can't admit when music's good. And I happen to know that this person who submitted this is really, really, really into Taylor Swift's songwriting abilities,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think they would ever post, like, a picture of Taylor Swift and be like, oh my God, queen. Like, they don't care, but they're always like, no, guys, she's a really good songwriter, which is totally okay, and I agree. But at the same time, I do think – so this person, because this person said selling image, I agree with their wording of it. But I do hate when people are like, I hate how nowadays we can't just focus on the person's art, like, and it's about them. Mm-hmm. That's what I hate, because I don't think it's right to promote songs from an artist, for example, who's like a predator, for example.
Yeah.
But I don't – like I said, that's not what this person was saying. This person was saying selling image, in which case I agree. Like, it means more like, oh, no, this person needs to be so crazy dolled up just for you to even, like, consider listening to her album. So I agree. And same with boys. When boy singers want to make it, they're like, all right, get me a shirtless photo shoot. Get me, you know, to the gym. Get me to do this routine. Mm-hmm. Same with girls. Actually, if you notice, a lot of girls who become famous become a lot more fit and all these things, because – immediately their team's like, all right, we got to get you abs. We got to get you your perfect nose contour, all this stuff. And on one hand, of course, it's to make them feel good. But at the same time, obviously, I've heard a million different stories of celebrities being told, you can't wear that on stage. You look too fat, blah, 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 stuff like that. So I agree. Sometimes I do wish we would just focus on the music. And that's why with Billie Eilish, I don't really have an opinion on her, but I will always admit that she's such a good singer. Same with Ariana, same with Demi Lovato, same with Beyonce, same with Mariah Carey. These people, you can't deny their vocals are amazing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you, like, disagree with their decision to wear a backless dress to the Grammys. Goodbye.
Yeah, I agree. This is a very interesting submission. And I also had the same instinct to just straight up agree. It actually made me think of Lizzo, because yeah, I saw a tweet the other day that was like, Lizzo is the black woman pop star that you have all been asking for, but you just can't. You can't get past your fat phobia. I think it said something like that. And I fully agree with that, because
yeah,
people are so fat phobic that they just hate on Lizzo endlessly. It's really terrible. And her music is great. I mean, I love...
She does nothing.
She literally does nothing. I was going to say, I love her image, if you want to call it that. I love what she promotes online, you know, what she puts out there. So, but at the same time, what you said about you should be conscious of who the artists whose art you're consuming are. That sentence was really a tongue twister. But yeah, if someone's like a terrible person or a racist or whatever, I think that you should be aware of that and not support them.
But image is different. Yeah. And like you were saying, like with Lizzo, for example, I 100% agree that we should pay her the respect she deserves, but nobody does. First of all, her image is positivity. Her image is body positivity, self-love, happiness, like single women doing what they want to do. Like, her image is actually great, but people can't look past, I don't know, people just want every pop star to look like Ariana Grande. And her body is very unattainable. It's mm-hmm. very unrealistic beauty standards. She's extremely small, and that stops a lot of people from getting into it. And in that case, I agree with the person who submitted this, in the sense that a lot of times these days, we focus on the wrong things. And I say we because I know for a fact I'm guilty of it as well. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. And that's why I get it. That's why with the past submission of like, oh, not every singer today is a good singer. That's exactly it. Because it's not even about if you can sing anymore. It's about like, no, do you look the part?
Yeah.
If you look the part, they can make you a star.
Another interesting example is Ed Sheeran. Because I feel like everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people love his music. He's really praised for his songwriting abilities. But he doesn't really have that much of an image. He's not really like, I need to be sexy, hot, heartthrob sort of guy. But I do think men are allowed more leeway in that sort of talking about selling image.
I was gonna say, I don't even think he's a great example, because the people that I know from home actually love Ed Sheeran and are like, no, I'll actually marry him. Which is crazy, because I think if there was like a girl version of him that just like didn't really care and stuff, I don't know. I think men are allowed a lot more slack.
But I do want to talk about, on the other hand, I think that if an artist creates their own image and it's something that really represents them, it's artistic, that sort of thing, I do appreciate that, because it's like they're making their art not only their music but also their image, and so it's like a more well-rounded project for them.
Agweef.
Okay, let me pick another one.
Do it. And that's just how we do it. Do it. Do it.
Okay, someone said modern celeb culture is dry. Celebs shouldn't exist anymore. Now, this sort of goes against everything that we talk about on this podcast.
I wish you guys could see my face.
This is actually from our friend, Billy.
No.
Yes.
Bill. She would be the one to say that.
I know. No, but like, I'll say I get where she's coming from. Celebrities are stupid. We know this. I'm aware. Okay. I get it. But I'm still going to consume what they put out there.
I will say this. Because it is my dream in life to be a talk show host, and because I obviously know it's not going to happen within this millisecond, I need celebrities to stay alive and well for when I get there so I can actually have people to interview and have interesting people to interview. However, I will say celebrities nowadays are not as fun in the slightest. Like, in the slightest. Like, celebrities used to just not care and do crazy messed up things. Like, literally, they would, and it's, I'm sure it took a large taxing toll on their mental well-being, but it was entertaining as heck. And nowadays, celebrities, like, act in a movie, and then they post, like, a picture of them doing the peace sign on Instagram, and they log off for eternity. And it's like, what's happening? I want a scandalo. I want something. But I need celebrity culture and celebrities in general to stay alive and well. I need this relevancy. I literally will die. I'm like Tinkerbell. You know, she needs the what is it? The laughter, the applause, or something to stay alive. The kit, the magic.
The
oh, you need to believe in her for her to stay alive. Yeah. I need celebrities to stay alive. I would not even, oh God, I'm actually getting really ill right now thinking about it. I'm feeling really lightheaded. But yeah, they're super dry as toast, but I love them. Come on, guys. Think about it. If celebrities really ceased to exist, though, we would just naturally begin to idolize people. Like, we would just choose other people.
I know. That's what I was just going to say.
Because that's just, like, our thing as humans. We need people in common that we all know.
Mm-hmm. Talking about, quote-unquote, modern celeb culture reminds me of what we were just talking about like, TikTok people and other untalented people who become celebrities. And yes, I think that's dry. I think they're boring. I think they're all skinny white women and nobody cares and they're not interesting. And yeah, I get it. But I admit, listen, I know it's stupid. I know celebrity culture is dumb. But I will enjoy it and consume everything that is put online.
Oh, I couldn't stop enjoying it if I tried. And trust me, I've tried. I really have.
Yeah, listen, we really have tried.
You know, I originally was going to go to college for physical therapy.
What?
Yes. I've tried so hard to repent the sin within me. And then I was like, you know what? Maybe broadcast journalism. And now I'm television, radio, and film.
Wow.
So yeah, I've clearly tried. It hasn't worked, guys. And I just think as humans, we just need people in common that we can idolize together and can talk about together. Because think about it. You guys always say, oh, you know, stop talking about celebrities. But think about the celebrities that everyone makes fun of, that you love to make fun of. Chrissy Teigen recently quit Twitter and everybody loves to just pounce on her 24/7. Humans just would be miserable without that. You know, like, humans need that, like, oh, I can make fun of Chrissy Teigen and it doesn't matter because she doesn't know me and whatever. And I'm this random person who lives in Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So if you're a celebrity listening to this, hold on, please. Please, God.
I actually wonder what would happen if there was, like, no celebrities.
Don't say that.
I don't know what social media would be like. We would just all be idolizing and attacking
each
other.
Well, also, Billy. I have a word for you, Billy. Guess what? No celebrities means no Zendaya. So riddle me that, Billy. And no Laura Harrier.
Yeah, Billy. We know you love Z.
She loves Laura and Z. Laura Daya?
Why would she want no celebrities? Remember when you guys met Liam Hemsworth? No, not Liam. Chris Hemsworth together.
Oh my God. Yeah, guys. Me and this person, Billy, who has submitted this, were live on Instagram in London. I literally met Billy in London. And we were sitting at this table live on Instagram to our beloved followers. Weren't you on the live?
Yes. It was actually so ridiculous. You know what I was doing? That was when I worked at this pizza place and I would go around the neighborhood and, like, put coupons on people's doors. I was literally walking around doing that stupid coupon thing on my phone, watching your stupid Instagram live, meeting Chris Hemsworth. It was so chaotic.
We were at this table in London and this group of guys walk in that were all like 6'5". And Billy goes, she points to Chris because we were just looking at them from the back. So Billy points to Chris and goes, see, that's the kind of white boy you fall for. And I was like, yes, it is. That man looks insanely attractive. What do you mean? And then, like, when they start to walk to their table, obviously we see their side profiles. And Billy screams. Like, her scream was so, like, shrill and high-pitched. And I was like, oh my God, Billy, what? And she's like, that's Chris Hemsworth. She has a British accent. She's like, that's Chris Hemsworth. That's literally Chris Hemsworth. She's, like, going crazy. I'm like, What?
Okay, and she's going to say that she doesn't like celeb culture when she was freaking out about Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, exactly. So then I tweet. So then I was like, no, dude, there's no way Chris Hemsworth is at our restaurant in London. There's like no one in the restaurant. It was like attached to a hotel. So I tweet and I'm like, hey, does anyone know if Chris Hemsworth is in London? Because my followers knew I was in London. And oh, what's so funny is Tom Daya was in London at the exact same time. And I was so scared I was going to meet Tom Daya.
Yes.
And it literally ended up being Chris Hemsworth. And immediately people responded to me and they were like, yes, yes, he is. Like why? Like, blah, blah. Like, Julia, oh my God, seriously. And I was like, oh boy. So we went up to him, still live on Instagram. We're like, hi, Chris. We love you. And it was actually right after, it was Infinity War or Endgame?
I don't know. Oh, I think it was right after Infinity War.
It must have been, yeah. And we were like, Thor is the strongest Avenger. And his friends were so sweet. I remember specifically, like, one of his friends was, like, talking to us the most. He was like, oh, my God, like, hey, guys. And we literally were like, can you say hi to our live? And Chris was like, yeah, why not?
It was so awkward.
And then as they were leaving, because they only stayed for, like, a really short amount of time because they were just, like, getting drinks. And people in the restaurant started coming up to us and asking if they could say hi to him. We're like, we're not his managers.
What?
So then as... Yeah, so then as they were leaving, because we were sitting right by the entrance, they were like, Chris, like, turned to us and stuff. They're like, bye, guys. Like, it was so nice meeting you. And I was like, not Chris Hemsworth saying goodbye to us.
Wow.
Gosh. And it was just so funny because Billy meant it as an insult when she literally was like, that's the kind of white guy you'd like. And then we actually found out it was Chris Hemsworth. So, yes, it is the kind of white guy I'd like. Thank you, Billy.
Yes, everybody listening, please go on Julia's Instagram, scroll down to, like, summer 2018 and go find her photo with Chris.
I look so fugly in it.
No, you don't.
Thanks, Miri. Well, after that Chris Hemsworth scramble, I will say one last thing, and that is Timothée Chalamet. You know I gotta mention him in every episode. God. Sorry, guys. I'm so sorry, guys. I know you didn't see that coming as well. You had no idea.
I really did not. I really thought we got through one episode without a Timothy mention.
I'm sorry. And I couldn't.
But I guess it's becoming our brand.
I couldn't weave him in there. So I had to just throw him in at the end.
Well, thank you so much for listening. If you agree with us, if you disagree with us, if you violently do not care about any of our opinions, please email us at pnraspberry@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram, DM us. Please, you can come up in my DMs and attack me for every opinion that I have said on this episode. I will talk to you. I'm not going to lie. I will just debate with you, and it will be a good time.
And if... No, I'm not going to say that anyway.
No, what? No, say it. No, I want to know.
Like, you know how you're like, oh, if you have this, or if you have this, or if you have this.
Yeah.
I was going to be like, or if you have a case of the toots, email us. I don't know why. Anyways, listen to what Miranda has said. You can fight with me as well. If you want to argue, girl, put up your dukes.
Wait. Listen.
I'm dead.
Listen, if you argue with Julia, she will destroy you because of her Sagittarius Mars. If you argue with me, I will be polite until a point, and then I will probably just block you or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, pick your poison,
I guess.
Oh my God, we said the same exact thing.
That was really crazy. Twin them. Remember that?
Okay, we need to log off. The end.
All right, thank you guys so much for listening. As always, a snort snort to you too. And join us next week.
Goodbye.
Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed another episode of Miranda and I going on about God knows what this time.
If you'd like to hear more of our ramblings, come back every Wednesday for another glimpse into the one small but strong brain cell Julia and I share.
Unless, of course, this is our season finale?
Well, yeah, but we would have specified that before this outro, right?
I want to say yes, but it also seems like something we'd forget, seeing as you've just pinned us as girls with literally half a brain cell each, so...
Well, I assumed that brain cell was 3/4 mine, and you had that 25% all to yourself.
As Miranda has made clear, join us next week or go back to our previous episodes to keep you quenched for the next 7 days. I'm Julia.
And I'm Miranda. Thanks for listening to us.
Put the P in raspberry. Miranda, you were like really behind on that. That was weird.
I wasn't behind.
You were, Miss 3/4 brain cell. You absolutely were.
Okay, well, you just talked. talk fast, and I was taking my time.
Leos are always taking their time, and it's like, for what exactly? For what?
It sounded good. Our audience loved it. It sounded good.
And you know what?